We're joined right now by a running back for the Tennessee Titans. He is a Super Bowl champion. He had over 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns from scrimmage last season. He led the NFL in rushing over the last 8 games of the 2017 regular season. He signed with Tennessee as a free agent in March. He was an All-Big East, freshman All-American, second-team All-American in Pittsburgh. Tennessee was 9-7 last season. They open up next season at Miami. That's on September 9th. Deion Lewis is my guest. Deion, really nice to have you on today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. All right, so you've been at OTAs with your new team. I'm curious, what's that experience like? Is that kind of like that deal where you feel like the new kid at this new school, or does it all feel pretty normal?
It feels pretty normal, you know, just being in the league for a long time, you know, just adjusting to my new teammates, you know, trying to get used to everybody, new coaches and everything. So it's definitely an exciting time.
Deion Lewis, my guest. Speaking of new coaches, what are your early impressions of head coach Mike Vrabel?
Oh, man, he's a great coach. You know, he's full of energy. He brings the same mentality every day. He expects a lot out of us, and he's accountable himself as well. So it's definitely great to have a guy like that, and I think he'd be great for us.
We're talking to Deion Lewis, and you're joining a backfield where you've got Derrick Henry. And I know the two of you have had some time or a chance to spend some time together. I mean, Derrick Henry, my man, is a big, big dude. Take me back. What did you think when you first saw him in person and when you first met him?
When I first met him in person, he was a lot bigger than I thought he was. You know, so I'm only 5'7", so he's definitely, you know, about 6'3", 6'4". But, you know, he's a good guy, a great guy to be around, works hard. And our lockers are right next to each other, so we spend a lot of time talking. I'm learning about each other, learning the offense together. So it's definitely great to have a teammate like him.
You know, I wonder, the two of you guys have different running styles, but at the same time, he loves how physical and how tough you are. As you prepare for the season, how much do you think that the two of you are going to kind of inspire each other and even feed off each other?
Well, I think it could be great, you know, just being able to compete with each other all training camp and work together at the same time. So I definitely think, you know, us competing against each other and trying to make each other better and pushing each other would definitely help the team a lot. So I'm definitely excited for that, and I think we'll work together as well as also.
Talking to Deion Lewis, you know, I'm looking at that offense, and you guys have so many weapons with that Titans offense, but the thing that keeps getting repeated is it's all going to start with the running game. How much pride do you take in the fact that the team is counting on you and Derrick the way that it is?
It's a great feeling. You know, as a running back, you want the ball a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, but for us to establish a running game, I think that helps everybody, you know, the O-line, the quarterback, the receiver. So I think it starts with the running backs. And if me and Derrick could get things going on the ground, I definitely think it will help the success.
I mentioned all your stats at the top. Yeah, I was going to say, Deion, you had a really good year. A really good year. I mentioned your stats off the top. So during free agency, there were a lot of teams that were interested in you. What was it about this opportunity with the Titans that appealed to you the most? How did you end up there?
You know, just playing that. We played against them in the playoffs. You know, they had a great team. They were very competitive. We beat them guys, obviously, but you know, going into that game, watching them on film, you can see what type of team they were and where they were headed. And they're a young, hungry team. And when Coach Vrabel got the job, you know, that was a big signing. And I've had a teammate, Logan Ryan, who I played with in the past, who had nothing but great things to say about the city. So, you know, it was just a whole bunch of things, and I felt very comfortable. And I think that, you know, we could do some special things here.
Hey, listen, I know why they wanted you. You had 141 all-purpose yards in that game in the playoffs, so I know why they were looking at you. You know, let me go back to the time that when you signed with the Titans, it was a really special day because people may or may not remember this, but when you were coming out of high school, you didn't have a ton of offers. What do you remember about that time, and then what kind of thoughts were you having about your football future then?
You know, just in high school, you know, just not having, you know, too many schools look at me because I was a smaller guy. So, you know, I just always had to work harder than everybody and just try to be the best I can. So just going through that experience, just always keeping that same mentality that I got to go out there and prove myself every chance I get. So I just kind of carry that. And I'm going to continue to carry that this year as well.
You know, I think you're a great story in the sense that you played your college ball at Pittsburgh, and then you were drafted in the 5th round by Philadelphia, and then you were traded to Cleveland where you were injured, and you spent a short time with the Colts, and then you went to the Patriots, and then you have an ACL injury in New England, and at that point a lot of people might have just given up, but you didn't. How come and what kept you going?
You know, just the way I was brought up, you know, just, you know, I always believe in myself. I'm very confident in my abilities, and I know that, you know, I can bounce back from anything. So whether it's just good things going on or bad things going on, tough times or good times, you know, I'm always going to stay level-headed and keep working. So no matter how bad things get or good things get, you know, I'm going to continue to be true to myself and keep working and try to go out there and show people what I could do.
Titans running back Deion Lewis joining us. So you did bounce back. You bounced back and you had a huge 2017 season. And then you're able to sign with the Titans in March. And you have family members who are there with you to celebrate. When you consider everything you've been through, the things that we just talked about, what did it mean to you to sign that deal with the Titans and then to share that moment with everybody who stood by you and supported you?
I meant a lot, you know, just because, you know, my family, you know, they've always believed in my abilities and they've never doubted me. And they've always been by my side during the ups and downs. So just to have them there and share that moment with them, it meant a lot. But, you know, at the same time, you know, my mentality is always the same. I'm going to just keep going out there, keep working hard, and try to prove myself and try to show people I'm deserving.
Julian Edelman was the guy who gets credit for nicknaming you Jitterbug. And throughout your career, teammates have always raved about how seeing you make a defender miss gets them fired up. Can you take me through a play? What's it feel like when you make a guy miss that badly? And do you notice how much that gets your teammates going?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, I try to go out there and play hard and get my team a little spark whenever I can, especially nothing gives your team a spark more than, you know, making the guy miss or breaking the tackle and making a play. So that's what I try to do, and I just try to give my team energy so they can feed off it. And then that's how you go out there and win games, when you provide your team with energy. And I think that I'm an energy player. You know, I play hard every play like it's my last, so I think definitely that could rub off on a few guys.
Hey, Deion, you mentioned that you're not the biggest guy, but you are tough. We know this. So I'm curious, what is more rewarding to you? Would you rather make a guy miss completely or break a tackle?
Break a tackle, because, you know, if you break a tackle, that sets everything else up, and then you can make guys miss, and you can kind of keep them on balance. So, you know, I just like, you know, setting guys up, either running through a tackle first, and then they think I'm going to run through it, and then I run around them. So, no, just try to take whatever they give me, really.
All right, so last thought. You've been to a Super Bowl. You have won a Super Bowl. You know what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I know you're still early with your new team, but you do know about this club. Does it feel like the right pieces are in place and this group has the right set to contend for or even win a Super Bowl?
You know, I think that we have a lot of talent on this team, and I think everybody's hungry, and that's the one thing I like about this team. And watch over the coming, everybody's hungry. And nothing has ever been given to anybody on this team. So I think we definitely have the right mindset to come out and compete and earn everything that we get. So I like the group of guys we have, and I definitely think that we could, if we continue working hard every day like we have been, learning a new playbook with the new coaching staff and all that, I think this is the time that you start to see that in guys. And this is the most important time this in training camp. So I definitely think that we're heading in the right direction.
He's a Super Bowl champion with a brand new opportunity. Deion Lewis signs with the Tennessee Titans in the offseason. Deion, really good to have you on the show. Thanks for the conversation. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, Deion. Thank you. 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns from scrimmage, and led the NFL in rushing over the last 8 games of the 2017 regular season. So the Titans get a tough back, hard-nosed back.